Right now, though, we're going to move over to our Cranberry Public Library, which we can actually see from our studio. Mike Selby is in. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Dennis.
I've been following your book release. My goodness, how did the launch go?
The launch went really good. We had a full house and lots of people were interested. I sold a lot of books, so that was good. And it meant a lot to me that everyone came out.
Freedom Libraries. Let's talk about the content. What's it all about then?
Okay, well, so during the civil rights movement in the southern states, up until that time, libraries were segregated. Only white people could use libraries, and African Americans were barred from using them, even though their taxes paid for like a public library. So when the civil rights movement exploded, a bunch of northern college students invaded the southern states and they set up libraries. There was 50 freedom libraries in Mississippi, two in Alabama, one in Arkansas, and one in New Orleans.
Right. What brought you so close to this topic, being that we're in Canada? Is something you've always followed then?
Yeah, I've always been interested in the civil rights movement. I went to library school in Alabama, and that's where I first tripped over the story of the Freedom Libraries, and I just wanted to share it with everybody.
You didn't know that. You went to school. When were you in Alabama then?
Oh, I was an adult student, so it was about 10 years ago.
Right. What was that like?
It was good. It was a lot hotter than Cranbrook, but it was amazing.
Right. Oh, isn't that an interesting side story? So I guess a lot of the research was a little bit easier to get when you were on site like that.
Then. Yeah, it was. A lot of the civil rights movement veterans, the ones that were still alive, because that was 50 years ago, so they're in their 80s and 90s, but I contacted their kids or grandkids, made some connections, and a lot of them were gracious in letting me interview them.
Doesn't that tell you, though, how important a librarian is to developing people when they can read?
Yeah. It is. It was like one of the cruelest acts was denying them library service and literacy. And so they couldn't go anywhere or advance their lives or careers or do anything for their children.
Right. So you gathered all these stories, the people you spoke to personally face to face, and then gathered them together to make this book then?
Yeah, exactly. I got a contract about a year and a half ago from the publisher, and we're back and forth trying to make it into the final product.
Right. Is this the first book you've ever taken on then, Mike?
It is, yes.
What was it like then? What's the time that human people hours in trying to get this together?
It was a lot of work. Like I was telling you earlier, I write a book column for the Townsman.
Yeah.
I thought it would be like that, but it wasn't. It was a lot of work, a lot of interviews, a lot of phone calls and emails and late nights. And plus, I work full time.
Yeah. Gosh, that's interesting. I was telling you off microphone, I'm journaling right now because I'd like to write a book about small town radio. Because I've been in it so long. So that's why I was asking so many questions before we went on microphone. What was the hardest part about putting it all together? You can grab all your thoughts and put them on paper, but how do you make them work together in a book so it flows?
Well, I was lucky I had a good editor, and we would just work back and forth. Does this make sense? Does this sound good? The hardest part I found was I wanted to honor the people I was writing about, and I was worried that I didn't want them to be disappointed or dissatisfied with the way they were portrayed.
I guess because it's just gone out and you've had your book launch, you can't really get any feedback yet, but I'm sure you will be. But have you let anybody read it before your book launch that gave you a little bit of critique or feedback then?
Yeah, my publisher was good. They had advanced reader copies for NetGalley and Goodreads. And there was I got 5 stars and a lot of good reviews. And on Amazon, it debuted as the number one new release for library books.
Oh, gosh, good for you, Mike. Is that right? Gee, I'm glad you came in. We'll get a picture of you in the book on our Facebook page, if we will. Is there anything else you want to get out? I'm not rushing you out of here. I think we got the content we need here. Yeah.
No, that's great. Thank you for having me, Dennis, and I really appreciate it.
Okay, but people can get the copies at the library then?
Yeah, they can borrow it from the library or buy local. Go to Huckleberry Books or Kohl's here. If they don't have it, they might be sold out. You can order it through them. And if not, you can go online for Chapters or Amazon.
The book to look for is Freedom Libraries. Our guest in studio, Mike Selby. Thanks again, Mike.
Thank you, Dennis.
I'm happy for you here.